This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. April is National Poetry Month, and all this week we are presenting recitations from some of New Hampshire's bright young high school students. All of them were finalists in the Poetry Out Loud competition held last month. It is by far one of my favorite annual events, watching young people pour their passion and theatricality into poems in front of a crowd at the New Hampshire State House's Representatives Hall. Here's the next poem in our series.
My name is Frenson Pakpahun. I am in 10th grade. I am a sophomore at Dover High School. My poem is titled The Gift by Lee Young Lee. To pull the metal splinter from my palm, my father recited a story in a low voice. I watched his lovely face and not the blade. Before the story ended, he'd removed the iron sliver I thought I'd die from. I can't remember the tale, but hear his voice still. A well of dark water. A prayer. And I recall his hands. Two measures of tenderness he laid against my face. The flames of discipline he raised above my head. Had you entered that afternoon, you would have thought you saw a man planting something in a boy's palm, a silver tear, a tiny flame. Had you followed that boy, you would have arrived here, where I bend over my wife's right hand. Look how I shave her thumbnail down so carefully. She feels no pain. Watch as I lift the splinter out. I was 7 when my father took my hand like this, and I did not hold that shard between my fingers and think, "Metal that will bury me." Christen it Little Assassin, or Going Deep from My Heart. And I did not lift up my wound and cry, "Death visited here." I did what a child does when he's given something to keep. I kissed my father.
Frenson Pakpahun there, a 10th grader at Dover High School, who, by the way, brought his own father and family with him to the NHPR studios for the taping. You can see photographs of all of the students reciting their poems and also find a link to videos from the Poetry Out Loud competition, all at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And we'd like you to help us celebrate National Poetry Month, but don't worry, you won't have to memorize Whitman, Dickinson, or Yeats. We'd like you to share your public radio-inspired haikus with us. Here's one example. I can't spell your name, but I know your voice so well. Oh, great Kai Ristall. A reminder, haiku consists of 3 lines, the first line 5 syllables, second line 7, and the third line 5 syllables. Please share your haiku on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio, or on Twitter @wordofmouth. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please come back for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire Public
Radio.